Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans, a ministry dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, inspiring, educating, and equipping believers to care for vulnerable children, and supporting those who have heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Here's your host, Sandra Flack.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. That's from Hebrews 10:24. Today we will be talking with our guest about demonstrating love and good deeds to teen girls in foster care. But first, a reminder about our 2020 vision campaign. If you follow Justice for Orphans, you know we launched Care Portal in two Capital Region counties here in New York. Nationwide, Care Portal just celebrated over 53,000 children served across the country. Nearly 600 of those kids right here in Albany and Schenectady counties. We implemented Care Portal over a year ago. Local churches are partnering with us to serve and minister to local children and families in crisis. We have a goal to launch Care Portal in at least one new Capital Region county in 2020. We've been praying about which county that might be. Could be Greene or Columbia or Rensselaer. There is great need in all three of those counties. But in order for us to manage and further implement the network here in New York, we need the funding to do it. And we're just asking you to consider helping us to help more local children and families in crisis with a $20 monthly gift, just 20 bucks. Small monthly gifts have a huge impact. So please pray and consider partnering with JFO. You can give safely and securely online at justicefororphansny.org. So thank you for considering that. And let's get back to our guest. I'm so excited to introduce to you Tori Murphy. She is founder of the Prom Series, an initiative of the Murphy Foundation to demonstrate the love of Jesus to teen girls in foster care. Welcome to the show, Tori.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you for having me.
I am thrilled to have you. This is going to be so much fun. I love what you're doing, and I want our listeners to hear about this. You organized the very first prom series last year. It was held at Coors Stadium in Denver, Colorado. Describe the event for us so our listeners can get a glimpse of what the prom series is.
Okay, great. Yes, my husband, Daniel Murphy, has been playing professional baseball for 10 plus years now. So the event we hosted at Coors Field, we had 35 girls show up to the game. We took a suite over and basically created a dress store in the suite. We had a dress come in and they built us a dressing room. We had hair, we had makeup, and truly loved on these girls and gave them a first class experience and a baseball game and dinner. It was the whole ball game in the suite.
Wow.
To get ready for. Yes.
So how many girls did you serve that day?
So we had 35 come. So 35 girls came in and they left. 35 girls left with a dress, a goodie bag, hair and makeup tutorials. They got their nails done and a jersey with their name on the back.
Wow. So where did 35 prom dresses is a lot of dresses.
A lot of them.
Were all different sizes, different styles. Where did you get the dresses from? Were they new? Were they used?
So one of our big things is we're going to provide everything new for the girls, that they get the opportunity to choose a dress that they want and they know that the dress was brought for them. I called a local formal dress store in Denver and, you know, I feel like I kind of prayed about this event. It was kind of laid on my heart and I prayed that I had 8 days to kind of put it together and everybody I called just said yes. So it was awesome.
That is amazing. So the dress shop donated the dresses?
I got the dresses at cost. So I definitely fully funded this first event and we got the dresses. It was a $500 or $600 dress. She gave it to us, whatever the cost was. Wholesale the dress. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. I've got a daughter who attended two proms, so I know what that can cost and what that looks like.
It's so expensive.
Yeah.
They're so expensive. So the dress store came in and I got all the girls' sizes in advance. And so she just came in with three cars fulls of just dresses. So we, the Rocky's wives were all salivating and how pretty they were. I mean, the prom dresses now are to die for.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And then you included, somebody did hair, makeup and all that stuff.
Yeah. So I presented this idea. We have charity meetings in spring training. And so I kind of was like, this is what I've wanted to do for a while. And the wives loved it. And so some of the wives called a local Sephora and a local, like a glam squad. And they all showed up and all donated their time and makeup and they brought samples. And really the idea, it just kept building. Like it just, everything kept building on top of each other. And then the coach's wife, Buddy Black's wife, donated 35 clutches. So every girl got a clutch to match her dress. And earrings came into play. And then girls wanted to donate. The goodie bag was just, it got to be, it was just amazing.
Wow. So the first prom series was held at Coors Field. Mm-hmm. Home of the Colorado Rockies, Major League Baseball team. And you kind of explained that connection already as why baseball would be a part of this is because your husband is a Major League Baseball player.
Yes.
That is so cool. And the women who help you, you said, are all like players' wives. You're all like a team yourself. Yes, players'
wives or significant others. Yep, we had girlfriends, we had fiancés of players on the team.
Wow, that is awesome. And then tell us, why are you so passionate about girls in foster care and helping them like this?
I feel like I was a former high school teacher, and I know that prom time is just kind of stressful in itself, but prom dresses and going to prom is really like a luxury. It is very expensive. And so I just felt like if you are in the foster care system, I don't know how many options you get to truly experience this experience. And I feel like this idea was just laid on my heart really when I, during the event, we didn't have enough rooms, dressing rooms, like 35 girls. And we only had four dressing rooms set up. So the next thing I knew, my wives had taken over a public restroom on the suite level. And these girls were coming out in full, you know, beautiful prom dresses out of public bathroom stalls, and all the wives on the team were like, you look so beautiful. You look gorgeous. And to see their faces, I think it kind of smacked me in the face a little bit. Like, I think that's how Jesus sees us, but we don't feel like that unless we're dressed up and, you know, look all put together. And so once I saw that happen, I'm like, oh, this is a good thing for them to feel that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said you had prayed about it. It was on your heart. How has your faith played a role in this mission?
I think it's crazy that my faith has played a role that, I want this year, my goal for prom series is to expand. And, I have met amazing baseball women throughout my journey in this game. And so, I feel like they're all looking for something to dive into and to get involved with. And so I've just prayed to kind of point me in the direction of where I should go. And it's been very obvious for certain things. Yesterday, I kind of put this out into the world. Like, I put it on in my social media and I'm like, here's what I'm going to do. And I'm terrified and was, you know, sweating as this was happening. But the response I've gotten back has just been an awesome reassuring that this is where you need to go. And this is where my faith is growing. So it's been awesome, if that sums it up.
And your husband plays for the Rockies now, but you have a vast connection because he's played for other teams. So you know lots of baseball folks.
Yes.
What other teams did he play for?
We were in New York. He played for the Mets for 7 years. And then we went to Washington, D.C. with the Nationals for like 2.5 years. And then we got traded to the Chicago Cubs for an awesome 8-week period. And then now we've been in Colorado Rockies. So this will be our second year there.
Wow. So, you know, players' wives all over the country. So it's, God has really provided you a platform and an opportunity to get this thing going across the country.
Yes.
Wow. And
there was some of the places I've been debating if I should go there and, And it's been the feedback I've gotten back. It's been an easy direction. That's what I've been praying about. And I feel like it's definitely doors are opening in the places that I thought I should go to. And now to actually have that reassured, yes, I might have cried about it in the kitchen yesterday.
Been there, done that, but definitely yes. It's, you know, your heart is right and God opens doors and you have those connections and it'll all work out. Tell us some of the impact from that very first prom series. How did it touch the girls? Do you have any stories?
Yes, I think it touched both sides of this. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about it. Being a baseball wife, I saw it impact the wives ourselves. Like it, a lot of times our men get a lot of the recognition and our men are kind of in the spotlight, I guess you could say. And so this was a chance for the wives just really to pull together and to pour into girls that you saw an immediate impact. When you tell a girl that she looks beautiful in this beautiful prom dress, you instantly feel the love in the room and like to be able to walk around with her and to ask her what her favorite color is and all of those things. So it was an awesome event for me just to see how the wives got to really open their hearts and kind of feel like they can make a difference. And then for the foster girls themselves, some of the connections I made, one of the girls, you know, had a boyfriend and he wasn't nice to her and he didn't use kind words and And I just got into this conversation with her and I was like, what are we doing? Like, why are you with him? And nobody should treat you like that. You're worthy of the best of all of these things. And so a couple months later, I got a wave of thank you notes and pictures of the girls in the dresses. And she drew me this beautiful picture of her in the dress and wrote in the bottom, P.S. I broke up with my boyfriend. Aww. And it was just like this amazing feeling. And then the mom later in the night came up to me and she's like, I just want to thank you for really talking to her about this. You know, your mom doesn't know everything in that stage in teenage life.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So it's kind of like enabled you to have like mentoring opportunities and big sister kind of opportunities.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I think I definitely want to pour into as this progresses to try to make those connections and to make a big sister connection or even these foster care girls to feel like they're connected to a game of baseball, which is bigger than themselves, and to have a personal in, which is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've heard, I heard an adult foster youth. I think his name is Joshua Schiff. Forgive me if I'm wrong with his name, but he was in foster care. And he speaks now, he's a motivational speaker. And I heard him speak and he said that every kid is just one caring adult away from success. And kids in the foster care system haven't really had any caring adults pouring into their lives. But when we do that, it can change the trajectory of their lives. Like the girl who got rid of the bad boyfriend. You know, she's on a much better path now. Tell us also, Tori, about the girl, the shy girl who came in with her foster dad. Tell us her story.
Yes. So obviously, you know, the game of baseball, it has this amazing ability to kind of bring people together. So what we did is that we provided a ticket for the girl and then obviously a guardian. And so the one girl that came in, she was very shy and wasn't talking to many people. And she was with her foster dad. And one of the wives took her in and put her in the dress. And she came out of the dressing room and had a smile on her face for the first time I had seen it. And she was excited about it. You could tell this is the dress that she liked. And so she came out and her dad had come over to look at her. And he just looked at her. And the first thing he said is, you look so beautiful. That is a beautiful dress. We need to call mom. Like, I think this is it. And the look on her face, it gave them a chance to have a moment that I don't know how many times they have that. And she just, that's the dress she chose. And then they got to go have dinner and he got to go watch the baseball game. And he was so excited that he got to go watch a baseball game. And they got to share that moment together too of something that he liked and she got loved on at the same time.
Aw, building a relationship for sure there. So there is a video on YouTube from last year's prom series. We'll post a link to it in our show notes. But if our listeners, if you can't wait for that, you can search Just search for Colorado Rockies Wives Prom Night, and you will get to actually see a little video of that first prom night, which is very exciting. I've watched it like twice. I love it. So, Tori, what are your plans for the prom series this year?
This year, my goal is to host the same event at different stadiums in the country. So right now, it would be the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Washington Nationals, and possibly the New York Mets. And so I have to finalize them and kind of pitch these ideas and get the wives on board. I'm trying to kind of unite the wives that we'll all rally around the same event and connect them with foster care girls as well.
Wow. So you have a vision for a prom series to be at every Major League Baseball stadium across the U.S. And you want to kind of package it like prom in a box. Tell us about that.
Yeah. My idea of prom in the box is kind of to take the workload out of this and to really mail you everything you need to host this event. So the decorations, the t-shirts that will all look the same that night, the same goodie bags, everything would be the same. You just have to open the doors and host it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, and you're reaching out to, like you're doing this year, you're reaching out to players' wives and
yes.
and getting them motivated and to spearhead this in their city.
Yeah.
That is so, so exciting. So how can our listeners contact you if they want to learn more about this event?
So email would be an easy way, and also on Instagram. So my email is Tori, T-O-R-I, 5528 at outlook.com. And on Instagram, it's the Murphy House 20. And so that's the easiest way to see what we're doing and how I'm going to do it and try to launch it. Via social media to jump on board, because I really am at the starting gates of this. So I need to find dress stores. I need to find anybody who wants to put something in the goodie bags. Last year, I snuck in a devotional for young girls and all of those things. So anything that could be added to it, I'm game.
Yeah. Oh, that is wonderful. Love
yes.
what you're doing. So again, you can contact Tori at Tori, T-O-R-I, 5528 at outlook.com. Also find them on Instagram at the Murphy House 20.
Yes.
Is that right? Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And love what you're doing. And if anybody wants to learn more, make sure you check out that video on YouTube. Just search Colorado Rockies Wives Prom Night. That's mouthful. So Tori, as we wrap up, any last thoughts you'd like to share that you want our listeners to hear?
No, I just think I guess prayers to really promote this event and to see where it should go and where we should take it and who should get motivated with it. I truly will kind of think they will get involved. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the whole idea of just allowing these girls the opportunity to feel beautiful, to know their value in Christ.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, love it. So thank you for what you're doing. Really using your resources and abilities to make a difference in the lives of foster youth. Everyone can do something. On this show, we encourage our listeners all the time to find their something, use your skills, your talents, your gifts, your connections to impact the lives of vulnerable children, however God calls you to do that. So love what you're doing. Can't wait to really see. I'm sure you'll produce another video so we can actually see the impact this year.
Yes.
So our listeners, I know our listeners will be faithful to get behind you and pray that this year will be a successful year and that it will continue to grow and expand and touch more girls in foster care.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. You're my first podcast and putting it all out there, which is exciting and nervous at the same time.
Yeah, oh, I can relate. I was in that seat once many years ago, and now, you know, I have the gift of gab, so I'll make sure that the news about this spreads, and we'll share it on our social media and on our website and all of that, and I can't wait to see where God takes it, because there are nearly 400,000 children in the U.S. in the foster care system. I don't have the numbers on how many of them may be teenage girls, but a lot of them are. And if we can bring some love and some light and some, you know, time for them to feel special and precious and loved and valued and beautiful, let's do it. And we can bring, you know, prom and baseball together and impact the lives of teens in foster care. So thank you so much, Tori, for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. This is Sandra Flack, and stay tuned also for my upcoming book, Orphans No More, A Journey Back to the Father. It should be available mid-2020, so be on the lookout for that. We'll let you know exactly when it is available and how you can get it. You can also find and follow more episodes of this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Google Play, and other great podcast platforms. You can also find it right on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Just search for the show by name. When you're looking on the other platforms, the name of the show is Orphans No More. Be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. And also don't forget our 2020 Vision Campaign. You can help us launch Care Portal in the next Capital Region County with just a $20 monthly gift. Give safely and securely on our website at justicefororphansny.org. You can click donate and then click 2020 Vision. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, this is Sandra Flack of JFO.
Thank you for listening to Orphans No More, for sharing what you've heard and praying for vulnerable children everywhere. We hope you are inspired to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. For more information, visit justicefororphansny.org.